Neutrality. Is there such a thing?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
I remember the man who was trying to get the words "under God" removed from America's Pledge of Allegiance. You see, he argued that the pledge would thus be neutral. But the Bible tells us there's no such thing as neutrality. For instance, in Luke, we read one is either for Christ or against him. Society has replaced the Christian absolutes we once knew with a worldview that says we must tolerate all religious ways and beliefs. What this really means is an intolerance of the absolutes of Christianity. You know, sadly, many Christians have been deceived into believing they have no right to impose their views on society. But no matter what, someone is imposing his or her view on someone else. Deleting the words "under God" from the Pledge of Allegiance could be seen as imposing atheistic views on others. As I often say, it's like bias. It's not a matter of whether a person is biased or not, but which bias is the best bias to be biased with anyway.
Well, in the last 100 years or so, one belief system has challenged the Bible's authority more than any other. And we believe it's Darwinian evolution. You need to watch an eye-opening video by Ken Ham on the impact Darwin has had on society and even the church. For Ken's fascinating DVD, call us toll-free and give a donation of any size. Call 1-888-89-ANSWERS. As we close out the week, call 888-89-ANSWERS.